This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Electronic cigarettes are getting more popular all the time, which may be why more places are starting to put more restrictions on the technology. Today in New York, the city council is considering whether to restrict e-cigarettes just like regular cigarettes, banning their use in offices, restaurants, on beaches. Supporters of e-cigs argue that goes too far, and tech critic Molly Wood might agree.
They basically work by heating nicotine or some other chemical. People use them to vaporize chocolate. So there's so much potential for vaporizing technology if the devices themselves are safe.
And it's interesting, too, because I would imagine at least that the argument from electronic cigarette companies is if you make it so people can't smoke these inside, you might drive people back out onto the street and thus make them smokers again? I don't know. It seems potentially controversial.
It is. And I can understand conversations about regulating e-cigarettes the way you regulate any sort of addictive substance, where you say you can't use them until you're 18. I'm not sure that there's actually a really strong argument for banning these devices indoors, as long as you make sure that they're safe and that what you're exhaling isn't some sort of dangerous chemical.
Our friend Molly Wood. At least here in New York, the legislation has support from the mayor and the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.